Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I'm just going to continue on looking at and sharing with you the events that are described in 2 Chronicles, chapters 18 through 20, significant events in the life of King Jehoshaphat. And as just by brief way of review, he had made an alliance with Ahab, the wicked king of Israel, and wrath from the Lord had gone out upon him. His heart was good. He was a godly king all the days of his life, and yet he made a fatal error, if you will, by aligning himself with those who hated the Lord. And so I want to pick up where I left off, and we see that the word of the Lord was sought for through the prophet Micaiah, who was a true prophet of God, and he spoke the opposite of what the 400 prophets of King Ahab, who were yes men to him, what they were saying, that, you know, just go up, the battle's going to be given into your hand, you'll be victorious. And Micaiah said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab to go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said this, while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And he did that by being a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. Ahab was not willing to go the way of the Lord. He wanted to go his own way. He didn't really want to hear what Micaiah had to say. He only called him because Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, wanted to hear, was there yet any prophet of the Lord among them? And he'd already, remember, had his mind made up. His 400 prophets had already said, go on up. They're going to give you the victory. You will be victorious. 1 Kings 28 and 22 says, and the Lord said to him, how? This is to the spirit that came before the throne. And he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. Then he said, you are to entice him and also prevail. Go and do so. Now therefore, behold, Micaiah the prophet said, the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all of these your prophets, and the Lord has proclaimed disaster against you. Now, brother and sister, if you heard that, I mean, if I heard that, don't you think it would give you pause that you might really reconsider? But, you know, we have a choice. We can listen to what man says and be defeated and be deceived, or we can hear what the Lord says and what the Word of God says, and never be deceived and never be defeated and never be destroyed. But if you listen to what man says, and if it disagrees with the Word of God, which Micaiah, of course, represents this, the Word of God, what, you know, the stand, the way of the Lord, you will be defeated. Micaiah, incidentally, means the Lord Jehovah is with me. Hallelujah. So if you listen to what God's Word says, the Lord will be with you. You will be victorious. Now, there may be many voices that will try to tell you, don't believe it, the word. You know, it'll never happen to you. You'll never have to face it. You'll never be defeated. Don't praise God. Don't make sacrifices to the Lord. You don't have to live right before the Lord. You don't want to get too fanatical. But God knows exactly what you do. If you're a hypocrite, He knows it. He knows your heart if you're right with Him. You know, we've gotten by with so many things because ministries can get by without living up to the word, because people have gotten by with this and that, you know, because churches have gotten by with such things. Sometimes we think it's all right. We are living in an age and an era of grace, and so people just continue on in such a fashion. But beloved, Hear me, brothers and sisters, there is coming a day that God's word will be fulfilled, and God is not mocked. What a man sows, he will also reap. Matthew 7 and 23 lists some terrifying words that God will in that day say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you." Beloved, we need the fear of the Lord in our hearts that we may walk according to wisdom. That's what the word says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So going back to our narrative now, then the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah and return him to Amon, the city, governor of the city, and Joash, the king's son, and say, thus says the king, put this man in prison and feed him sparingly with bread and water until I return safely." And Micaiah said earlier, "As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that will I speak. And also, if you indeed return safely, then the Lord has not spoken by me." And in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 27, we see the apostle Paul spoke to all of his brethren. He said, "For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God." Beloved, he wants us to live and declare the whole counsel of God. He wants us to come into that place that will be as voices who will speak the truth and declare the righteousness of God and proclaim, "Thus says the word of the Lord." Sometimes people think we can get by with such things, but God is saying in his word, "Listen, do as I call you to do." Jeremiah 23 and 25 says, "I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I had a dream." The prophet who has a dream may relate his dream, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. Every ministry, every child of God who is living according to the word of God is under attack. Why? Because we're in spiritual warfare. The devil hates the Church of Jesus Christ. He hates every child of God, and as a result, we will experience warfare. Why do you think you've been going through the things that you've been going through? Why do you think you've been buffeted? Why do you think the enemy has come in against you and try to discourage you, try to tell you to give up, and try to tell you that nobody else is going through it? That's a lie. Anyone who names the name of Jesus and serves the Lord is going through a battle of one form or another, because Satan hates each son and daughter of God. But to go on, God said that a prophet who has a dream may relate his dream, may relate his word, his revelation, the thing that he believes. But the important thing is, let him who has my word speak my word in truth, because it's his word. That's what's going to set people free. That's what's going to anoint and stir the hearts of men. That's what's going to get a hold of you. That's what's going to give you strength to keep on pressing on. That's what will move you on into the things of God. That is what will make the doors or the windows of heaven open up in your behalf. What does straw have in common with grain, declares the Lord. God is saying to his people, "Preach my word." Micaiah said, "I don't care what you say, Ahab. Whatever the Lord tells me, that's what I'm going to preach to you. Whatever he shows me, that's what I'm going to declare to you." That's 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, verse 14. Then Micaiah said to Ahab, "Look, all of your prophets are liars. They are all deceived. They've got a lying spirit in them." And, of course, Zedekiah, one of that number, couldn't stand that, so he struck Micaiah on the cheek. Ahab said, Take him on over there and put him in a prison and feed him nothing but bread and water until I return safely." But listen to what Micaiah said to Ahab when he said that he was going to do that. He said, "If you indeed return safely, then the Lord has not spoken by me." Hallelujah. Praise God. One of the most important things we can hear is, and that we can do is, that we must keep our eyes always on the Lord, to go into his word, to see what his word says. And if whatever a prophet or servant of God prophesies, if it's backed up by the word, praise God. But if it doesn't, shut him off and, you know, leave and don't go back there. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and I'll go into battle, but you put on your robes." And this is verse 30. So Ahab was basically saying is, "I'm going to disguise myself. Jehoshaphat, I tell you what you need to do. You need to put on your regal robes, your kingly garments, and you go out there and you ride your chariot."
Ahab knew what he was doing. He wasn't dumb. So the amazing thing is Jehoshaphat says, okay. So he went in there with all his royal garb, and the king of Aram looked out and said to his men, don't fight anybody, small or great. Don't fight with the children of Israel. Don't fight with Jehoshaphat, but you go after the king of Israel, Ahab. You go after him and destroy him. So the troops thought when they saw, you know, what looked to be the king, they thought Jehoshaphat was the king of Israel. And you see, beloved, that's exactly what the devil will try to get you in. He'll try to get you in a spot like that. He'll say, you do it my way, you won't get in trouble. But all he's doing is setting you up, just like Ahab set up Jehoshaphat. He would have been killed. And it was only the Lord who saved Jehoshaphat. The devil knows you're going to get in trouble if you follow his advice. You're going to get in trouble if you do it the devil's way and if you compromise with God's word. The captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat and they said, surely this is the king of Israel. And they went after him to fight against him. And then it happened that when the captains of the chariot saw that it was not the king of Israel, then they turned back from pursuing him. God was merciful to Jehoshaphat. Ahab thought that he had it made. He disguised himself. He compromised. He thought he'd planned a really good. I'll get away. I'll defeat that prophecy from that fanatical prophet over there. The very idea for him to have the unmitigated gall to tell me that they're going to kill me. I'm the king of Israel. They're not going to kill me. I'm Ahab. But, beloved, God said what he meant and meant what he said. God looked down at him and he had on that disguise. But, you know, God doesn't need an army to tear you down. But there was just one soldier who drew his bow at random. And what the scriptures go on to say, he drew his bow at random and hit him. You think if Ahab was going to die, he could die with some dignity, right? But this man who shot at random and hit him didn't even know what he was doing. He just drew his bow, shot his arrow, and it just accidentally hit old Ahab right in the soft spot of his armor. He went down and was mortally wounded. And he said to the driver of his chariot, turn around and take me out of the fight, for I'm severely wounded. The battle raged that day. The king was propped up in his chariot in front of the Arameans, and he died in the evening, and the blood from his wound ran to the bottom of the chariot. Then a cry passed throughout the army close to sunset, saying, every man to his city and every man to his country. So the king died and was brought to Samaria. They buried the king in Samaria, and they washed the chariot by the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood according to the word of the Lord that was spoken by the prophet. The prophet had said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each return to his house in peace. Well, I need to close here, and I invite you to tune in next week at the same time. Till then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.